Okay, so the district has been hearing these 39 applications, and it's really, you know, become a philosophical divide in the city's educational landscape, where you have these 39 schools saying we want to open new charters, and this potentially would, you know, give a lot of kids in the city who are on, say, wait lists or in schools that aren't performing as well a chance to go into what could be a better school, versus the idea that just, you know, when you open a new school, there's a lot of costs that are incurred, and the district loses a lot of money when one kid comes from this school and one kid comes from this school. They still have to pay the teachers in their own buildings. So there's a lot of what's called stranded costs that go into, you know, opening a new school. So here's this division between, yes, maybe potentially there's a good school on the left, and here on the right, the money that's going to be drained out of the district system, they're already in a financial hole. That's going to make potentially their own schools even worse, even less resources. So you've had this clash, and here we're still in the midst of public testimony this evening, where 78 speakers are going to be given 3 minutes, and we're about halfway or more through that at this point, given a chance to argue for either of those two sides. And the SRC then will make a decision, and yes or no on each application. And then after that, if applicants are rejected, they can appeal to a state board.
A philosophical divide, a political divide as well. New governor, Democrat Tom Wolf, is against this expansion. Republicans are predictably for it.
You know, that you can break it down pretty basically that way. Wolf hasn't come out and said, I don't want any, but he's warned pretty stiffly that he doesn't think it's a good idea for the district's finances. The Republican leaders that you talk to in Harrisburg will absolutely tell you that it's time to give, you know, parents more options to expand. Absolutely.
In make it real for us. Okay. What is going to be happening with these 3-minute presentations that could potentially sway the minds of those who will ultimately be making the decisions later this evening?
You know, I talked to SRC Chairman Bill Green yesterday, and I asked him, hey, is this going to make a difference, the 78 speakers that we're going to hear tonight? He essentially said, you know, they have their minds mostly made up. They went through hours and hours of official public hearings and testimony gathering over the course of December and January. All that went into big files, and all the schools, they thought about them, they, you know, hashed it out probably already in some backdoor meeting. So this is really partly a civic dialogue formality, but you never know. Something really compelling could happen either for or against a certain school that could change someone's mind. So that's where we're at right now.
39 applications. Do you have a general sense of ultimately how many might be approved of that number?
No indication at all. I mean, it would be complete conjecture if I put a number out there. It could be zero. It could be a dozen. And who knows?
With the intent of opening this coming September?
Some are, some aren't. Yes, yeah, some in their application said they would be opening the following year, but some would be planning to open this next fall.
Is this the final answer, or is there an appeals process after the season?
There is an appeals process. If you're rejected, if you're a charter who's applied and you're rejected, you can appeal to a state board. If you're a citizen who doesn't feel like a new charter should have been opened, no, there's no recourse for you if they decide to open, say, a half dozen.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Dave.